Mary Wilson of The Supremes. And honey, I am up close with Savoir Fair on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
It's main event time.
You shouldn't have come back for it.
Hey, 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 it's the big master control program everybody's been talking about.
Sit right there. Make yourself comfortable. Remember the time we used to spend playing chess together? That isn't going to do you any good, Flynn. I'm afraid. Stop. Please. You realize I can't allow this.
Now, how are you going to run the universe if you can't even answer a few unsolvable problems? Huh? Come on, big fella, let's see what you got.
I'd like to go against you and see what you're made of.
Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to another pre-recorded edition of Songs from the Squid Pod. I am your host, Savoir Fair, back on air after a 4th of July break, but ready to take you back on another journey through the 1980s. Tonight's theme is This Week in the 80s. For the most part, we'll be listening to a selection of tracks from the US Hot 100 chart as it was on this day in 1983. But I've also got a few other notables to mention. For example, on this day, July 9th, 1982, the movie Tron was released in theaters. Tron is a science fiction film written and directed by Steven Lisberger. Lisberger is a graduate of the School of Museum of Fine Arts here at Tufts University. Tron starred Jeff Bridges as Kevin Flynn, a computer programmer and video game developer who is transported into a mainframe computer and interacts with other software programs while trying to escape the grips of the master control program. Tron was cutting edge for its time, being one of Hollywood's earliest films to extensively use computer-generated imagery, or CGI. At the 55th Academy Awards, Tron was nominated for Best Costume Design and Best Sound. In the background, you are listening to the theme from Tron, as composed by Wendy Carlos, who wrote the score for Tron. Carlos also composed the scores for Clockwork Orange and The Shining, but she is probably best known for her seminal work in electronic music from her 1968 album Switched on Bach, an album of music by Johann Sebastian Bach, performed on a Moog synthesizer, which won her 3 Grammy Awards. As I mentioned at the top of the show, I was off last week, but my previous show from June 25th was my annual Squid Pride edition of Songs from the Squid Pod. During that show, we celebrated the music of those from the LGBTQ plus community, and Wendy Carlos is acting as the bridge between the two episodes. Wendy was given the birth name Walter Carlos, but she transitioned in 1972. We'll be featuring some more of her work from the Tron soundtrack throughout the show tonight. As usual, we'll start tonight's show with the Squid Pod 80s trivia question of the week. On this day in 1983, this single by Peter Tosh debuted on the US Hot 100 at number 95 and would become his only solo single to appear on that chart. Hint, it was a Chuck Berry cover. Name the song. And the answer to tonight's Squid Pod 80s trivia question is Johnny B. Good from Peter Tosh's 6th studio album, Mama Africa. Mama Africa peaked at number 59 on the Billboard 200, his highest charting album in the U.S. If you like 80s trivia, be sure to follow me on Twitter at SquidPodRadio, where I post the 80s trivia question of the week just before the show, as well as other 80s related news throughout the week.
The ghost. was made.
Electric Avenue.
Electric Avenue. Electric Avenue.
Rock it in the night.
Take it higher. Electric Avenue.
Rock it in Miami,
Miami. Electric Avenue.
But a slow glowing dream that your fear seems to hide deep inside your mind. All alone I have cried silent tears full of pride in a world made of steel.
Listening to Songs from the Squid Pod with your host Savoir Faire. Tonight's theme is This Week in the 80s. In the background, you're listening to Wendy Carlos's Tron Scherzo from the soundtrack to the movie Tron, which was released in theaters on this day in 1982. The subject of tonight's Squid Pod 80s trivia question of the week started off the show. Peter Tosh's cover of Chuck Berry's Johnny B. Goode made its debut on the US Hot 100 on this day in 1983, coming in at number 95. Johnny B. Goode would be the only single to appear on the Hot 100 by Peter Tosh. Eddie Grant followed with his biggest hit, Electric Avenue, which peaked at number 2 on this day in 1983. Closing out the set was the previous week's number 1 hit in 1983, Irene Cara's Flashdance, What a Feeling, from the motion picture Flashdance. Giorgio Moroder produced the soundtrack to Flashdance, and he co-wrote What a Feeling with Irene Cara and Keith Forsey. Forsey has collaborated on a number of other projects with Moroder, but he's also well known for producing Billy Idol's solo debut album Billy Idol and Icehouse's breakthrough album Primitive Man, among others. One more fun fact about the Flashdance soundtrack: Michael Cimbello's Maniac had a major jump from number 39 to number 25 on the US Hot 100 today in 1983. And speaking of big jumps, Prince cracked the top 20 with the title track to his 5th studio album.
Journey into sound. A journey which along the way will bring to you new color, new dimension, new value.
ready? I throw this switch.
Pump up the volume, pump up the volume.
Pump that bass.
Would you mind saying that again?
You make me feel so good.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin from our on-the-spot passport.
Oh my God. The music just turns me on.
Of a master plan. This ain't nothing but sweat inside my hands. So I dig into my pocket, all my money spent. So I get deep up, still coming up with lint. So I start my mission, leave my residence, thinking how could I get some dead presidents. I need money. I used to be a stick up kid, so I think of all the devious things I did. I used to roll up, roll up, roll up. I used to roll up, roll up. I used to roll up, this is a hole up. Ain't nothing funny, stop smiling. We still don't nothing move but the money. But now I learn to earn cause I'm righteous. I feel great, so maybe I might just search for a 9 to 5. If I strive, then maybe I stay alive. So I walk up the street, whistling this. Feeling out of place, cause man do I miss. A pen and a paper, a stereo, a taper. Me and Eric being a nice big plate of fish. Which is my favorite dish, but without no money it's still a wish. Cause I don't like to dream about getting paid. So I dig into the books of the rhymes that I made. So now it's a test to see if I got pulled. Hit the studio, cause I'm paid in full.
Pump up the volume.
We'll be right back. a parking lot on a piece of land where the supermarket used to stand. Before that they put up a bowling alley on the site that used to be the local pally. That's where the big band used to come and play. My sister went there on a Saturday. Come dancing, all her boyfriends used to come and call. Why not come dancing, it's only natural. Another Saturday, another date. She would be ready but she'd always make him wait. In the hallway in anticipation, he didn't know the night would end up in frustration. He'd end up blowing all his wages for the week, all for a cuddle and a peck on the cheek. Come dancing, that's how they did it when I was just a kid. And when they said come dancing, my sister always did. Should have come in at midnight, and my mom would always sit up and wait. It always ended up in a big row when my sister used to get home late. Out of my window I could see them in the moonlight, two silhouettes saying goodnight by the garden gate. The day they knocked down the pally, my sister stood and cried. The day they knocked down the pally, part of my childhood died, just died. My sister's married and she lives on an estate. Her daughters go out, now it's her turn to wait. She knows they get away with things she never could, but if I asked her, I wonder if she would. Come dancing, come on sister, have yourself a ball. Don't be afraid to come dancing, it's only natural.
I got my COVID-19 vaccination, and here's why. This isn't about gimmicks or sentiment or what commercial I like. This is about facts. COVID-19 vaccines are safe and effective. Millions of doses have already been given in the United States, and these vaccines have the most intensive safety monitoring in U.S. history. When you need more information, use a reliable source like the CDC website and get the facts. Visit cdc.gov.
We're back here on Songs from the Squid Pod, your home for the best music from the 1980s, specifically music from the US Hot 100 chart on this day in 1983, as we continue our theme of This Week in the 80s. Prince's 1999 from the album of the same name surged from number 23 to number 15. The 80s hip-hop artist of the week was Eric B. and Rakim. They had just released their debut album This Week in 1987. We heard the track Paid in Full, 7 Minutes of Madness, the Cold Cut remix. That's the 12-inch version of the title track to their release. Speaking of debuts, it was 40 years ago yesterday that REM released their first single, Radio Free Europe. Getting back to 1983, The Fix jumped into the top 40 on this day with their track Saved by Zero from 1983's Reach the Beach. The Kinks cracked the top 10 with their big hit Come Dancing from their album State of Confusion. Still plenty to get to, including the 80s hair metal band of the week, so stick around.
And now for something completely different.
The once great city of New York becomes the one maximum security prison for the entire country. A 50-foot containment wall is erected along the New Jersey shoreline, across the Harlem River, and down along the Brooklyn shoreline. It completely surrounds Manhattan Island. All bridges and waterways are mined. The United States Police Force, like an army, is encamped around the island. There are no guards inside the prison, only prisoners and the worlds they have made. The rules are simple. Once you go in, you don't come out.
S.D. Pliskin, American, Lieutenant, Special Forces Unit, Black Blight. Two Purple Hearts, Leningrad and Siberia. Youngest man to be decorated by the president. He robbed the Federal Reserve Depository. Life sentence, New York Maximum Security Penitentiary. I'm ready to kick your ass out of the world, war hero. Police Commissioner.
Bob Houck.
Special Forces Unit Texas Thunder. We heard of you too, please.
Why are we talking?
I have a deal for you. You receive full pardon for every criminal action you've committed in the United States. It was an accident. About an hour ago, a small jet went down inside New York City. The president was on board.
President what?
It's not funny, Pliskin. You go in, find the president, bring him out in 24 hours, and you're a free man.
Did I teach you?
You are Duke of New York. You're A number one.
I can't hear you.
You are the Duke of New York. You're A number one.
Going back there, Snake?
Looking for somebody.
Well, why didn't you ask me? Hell, I know everybody in this town. Yes, sir, I've been driving this cab for 30 years, this very same cab.
I'm gonna ask you. Now, where's the president?
The Duke got him. Everybody knows the Duke's got him. You don't have to put a gun to my head, I'll tell you.
Who's the Duke?
The Duke? The Duke of New York, A number one. The big man, that's who.
I want to meet this Duke.
You can't meet the Duke. Are you crazy? Nobody gets to meet the Duke. You meet him once and then you're dead.
Was that over the top?
I can never tell.
I've been locked down.
welcome, friend. But not here, not like this.
I don't even know what I'm doing here.
You believe in the users?
Yeah, sure. If I don't have a user, then who wrote me?
That's what you're doing here. Master Control Program's been snapping up all us programs who believe. If he thinks you're useful, he takes over all your functions so he gets bigger. And if he can't use you, he sends you down here to the game grid to get the bits blasted out of you.
Well, that's going to do it for me tonight, folks. You have been listening to another pre-recorded edition of Songs from the Squid Pod, hosted by yours truly, Savoir Faire. Hope you enjoyed my look back on this week in the 1980s. Be sure to join me here next week at 10 p.m. sharp for another trip through the 1980s music scene. I've got time for one more track, but let's chat about what you've been listening to. We talked a lot about tracks moving up the chart this week in 1983, but Rick Springfield's Affair of the Heart had slipped from number 12 to number 21. It had peaked as high as number 9. That's, of course, from his 1983 release, Living in Oz. At the end of the last set, we heard a soundbite from the movie Tron, which was released in theaters today in 1982. Wendy Carlos, who composed the score for Tron, has been our featured background artist throughout the show tonight, and you're listening to Ending Titles. But tomorrow, July 10th, marks the 41st anniversary of another 80s sci-fi classic, John Carpenter's Escape from New York, starring Kurt Russell as Snake Plissken, Lee Van Cleef, Donald Pleasence, Ernest Borgnine, Isaac Hayes, Adrian Barbeau, and Harry Dean Stanton. As you may already know, John Carpenter composes his own scores for his movies. One of the best examples, arguably, is the theme to his 1978 blockbuster horror Halloween. His signature sound is dark synth and is heavily influenced by artists like Tangerine Dream, whose work he shared with Alan Howarth, who co-wrote the score with Carpenter. The first track we heard was The Bank Robbery. That scene was dropped from the theatrical release, so that track was not included on the original soundtrack from 1981, but is included on the 2000 re-release. Duke Arrives / Barricade, followed with a small montage of soundbites from Isaac Hayes, who played the Duke, and Donald Pleasence as the President of the United States. Wrapping up the set was the 80s hair metal band of the week, a relatively obscure band from Phoenix, Arizona. Icon gave us On Your Feet from their self-titled release, which came out this week in 1984. I'm going to leave you with one more track that debuted on the US Hot 100 this week in 1983, and I'm going to send this one out to all the lawyers in love. Have a great week, everyone. Remember, get vaccinated and keep wearing those masks if you're out and about. Ciao. To the
vacation land for lawyers in love. Lawyers in love. Ooh, sha-la-la, ooh. Ooh, sha-la-la,
been listening to Songs from the Squid Pod, hosted by Savoir Faire, on 91.5 WMFO, Medford.